Hey there.
Hello.
Okay. If Adele is here, then I'm sure I'm in the right place.
You're muted.
So I said, I hate to admit this, but I cannot find my notes from the last meeting. And, executive function has never been my strong suit, but it's been particularly challenging lately. I think we can kind of reconstruct where we are.
Yeah.
Let me just grab a notepad.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Dennis. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I had a heck of a time trying to get through.
Well, I didn't, I actually didn't get on until a couple of minutes ago. That probably complicated things.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe that was it. But I kept telling me that I needed a different pass code, and I kept putting in the new one. Anyway, I'm in. Hopefully other folks won't have problems.
Yeah. It's 7:30, but we don't have quorum, so we wait a few minutes and see. I know two committee members are excused. Maybe three. I know Miyuki and Robert Gordon can't make it, and I think Mo said that he was going to be out. I don't know if he was going to try and sign in. I think he's out of town.
Seemed like he announced that at the last meeting, if
Yeah,
I'm
that's what I
mistaken.
thought.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait one more minute or one more person, and then we'll start.
Meeting just go in the toilet bowl.
Actually, hold on. Give me 30 seconds and I'll be back and we'll start. Okay. Let's see what we've got. This is the April 2nd, meeting of the WPFW Relocation Committee, Dennis Williams chairing, and will Secretary Adele Stan please call the roll?
Sure. Dennis Williams.
Yep.
Verna Avery Brown.
Present.
Wayne Bruce. Wayne Bruce. Chase.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs. Vanessa, you on?
Nope.
Robert Gordon is excused. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
And are there members of the committee that I don't have from the last meeting? Is Craig a member of the committee?
Yeah, I am, but I missed the last meeting. So.
Okay. See Craig Green.
Mm-hmm. And Craig Williams is a non-voting member.
And to clarify, I think Craig Green is a non-voting member.
Non-voting, okay.
Yeah, because we're actually capped at 10.
Oh, that's right.
By statute.
Got it.
By statute, huh?
Yeah.
Any other non-voting members?
Tom Cole is a non-voting member.
Right. Okay.
So we're missing Vanessa, Wayne, Gordon, Miyuki, and Mo, right?
Vanessa's trying to get on in a minute. Okay, good. In a minute.
That's good.
Good. We don't have a whole lot that we need to vote on, and we try to be consensual. So those of you who are here and technically don't have a vote, we hope that that shouldn't matter too much. We're glad to have you here. There's only a couple of things that I wanted to try to make sure we did. The first one was to review our subcommittee assignments that people volunteered for last time. Do you have those written down, Adele?
I didn't, I had to leave that meeting early, so yeah. I have them all, but I do have what I think folks. Okay, well,
I've got some notes and you've got some notes and we've got some memory, so let's see where we are.
Okay. Let's see. Task forces.
Well, I could do one easy one. The financial task force was Tom and Kamau.
Right.
That sound right, guys?
That's correct. That's what I have.
Okay.
And there was the one kind of overall committee, the committee to look at the mission and to imagine
mm-hmm.
real estate in terms of the station's mission.
Mm-hmm.
That I think people were still volunteering for that when I had to jump.
Okay.
Let's see.
What are some of the names you had on that?
I'm trying to find the email, Dennis. I can't. Okay. Any email I sent you.
Okay. Well, let me say what I've got. So there was a small legal group led by Robert Gordon with Kamau and Miyuki. Kamau, I see your hand.
I was going to offer some notes I have, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, let me see what I've got and then we can, and then there was the group that was going to, sort of start with the programmers. And that was, to be convened by Tom Colt and including, Robert Frazier, Mo and Wayne. And
oh, okay. I didn't have Mo and Wayne on that.
Yeah, I think they were added later.
Okay.
And then the more overall group was Verna, Vanessa, Robert Fraser, Adele, and myself.
Right. And had Tom Cole expressed some interest in that and Miyuki? I have question marks next to their names.
Yeah, Miyuki, yes. And I think it's, I would rather Tom focus on the other one so it doesn't get too muddied.
And I didn't know exactly what to call that. Is it, was it, like, I just have it programmer temperature taking. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah, I think they wanted, yes, I think they were going to start with, looking internally. They were going to get more about sort of what the
kind of get input from the programmers.
Yeah.
If you can think of a name for that committee, that would be great.
Yeah.
And then studio design. Did we go through that?
Yeah, they were, oh, here's Wayne Bruce.
I have Wayne Bruce and Mo Thomas and Craig Williams for that.
Well, I think Mo and Wayne, I put them on that because the studio design was going to be part of the programming.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. Got it. Yep.
And,
so that's all one thing.
Right. And Craig Williams was, was going to sort of be our emergency, fill in. he wasn't, assigned to any committee right away.
Okay.
Kamau, did you have anything different?
No, that's actually the way I remembered it as well.
Okay.
So.
And remind me, the legal again is Robert Gordon and Robert Fraser. Is that correct?
No, Gordon, Kamau, was it Kamau?
Okay. Yeah, just the two of us right now. We're going to.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think there was some question about Miyuki being part of that.
And Miyuki. Yeah. Sorry. No, I think she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not part of that group.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. So I don't know that anybody has met yet. Has anyone met? Craig, you are, Craig Green, you're welcome to be part of the more general, sort of mission.
Okay.
Space mission. I'm glad you're here because I got the email, connecting me with your son. Haven't had any follow up yet. So seeing you will remind me to reach back out to him.
Yep. He's down and they're driving to Florida tomorrow to hang with in-laws. So he might have more time because he's
Well,
outside of his day job.
Yeah. Okay. I'll bother him on his vacation. okay. So, is it safe to assume that none of these groups has met yet?
I don't think we have anybody that's been designated as a, leader or chairperson.
For the subcommittee that you're on, I was going to convene that because, we've got Eddie on our side, so that's easy.
okay. So, you know, we haven't met.
Such as that is, right. but I will share this. So I did, share, some thoughts, in an email and a couple of things, that I proposed and haven't gotten too much pushback yet. One is that, the follow up with Craig's son, with the community station in Virginia. Second is to connect with the, community advisory board. Since they're supposed to be getting the pulse of the community, regarding the station. And I will write to them tonight, and ask them to have those discussions among themselves and with whatever community partners they're in touch with. Maybe after they've, gathered some wisdom, a couple of them can come to one of our meetings and share their impressions. My other suggestion was to devote, one or two of our relocation meetings to listening sessions. You know, maybe that's something that we can start with if the group that's talking to programmers wants to recruit some people who are interested in you know, coming to a meeting and taking, you know, 5 minutes or so and talking about their visions of the station. I would just like to get, you know, hear what's in people's minds. So that's as far as we've gotten. Anybody have any reactions to any of those suggestions?
Seems reasonable to me.
Okay. And Del.
I really like the idea of the listening sessions. I think that's a really good way to try to, you know, figure out what people really want, of course, but also to get buy-in from the people who are going to be using the space. And make sure everybody feels heard, you know. So I think that's a really smart move.
Okay. Thank you. Tom.
Yes. So I raised my hand to agree. I think it's a smart move. And I think at a certain point, maybe after hearing from programmers, we think about community affairs type listening group.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, groups we might partner with. So outside of, you know, our news public affairs or our program, our public affairs, like our partners we might share space with. And I'm thinking about using the space as a community thing. So hearing from the community, maybe something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, that's good. There's a Craig with his hand up.
No, I was saying,
Oh, okay. Cool. Thank you. And Craig Williams.
So, I was going to say exactly what Tom said in terms of expanding it beyond just programmers. And I think it's important that we also include, volunteers, like phone volunteers and stuff like that.
Good idea.
And staff. Paid staff.
Yep. People who use the space now.
Think or of it don't.
Or who would use the space if there.
Yeah, if there was.
If there were, I guess is the office in play now? The office at Eckington.
Yes. I sat in on their staff meeting and three of. Miyuki, Vinny, and Sataria were in the space together.
Yay. We have an office, people. Yay. It's official.
It's still a little cluttered, but we've got boxes to thread, boxes to repack away, boxes for trash.
Yeah, no doubt. Does anyone... well, I guess, you know, the groups need to sort of get your heads together, and, discuss, sort of what your next steps are and how you'd like to, how you would like to proceed. Adele?
I just wanted to let you know that Mo is trying to get on and, he's been having trouble. You know, these links, I don't know. We got an issue. So I just gave him, you know, the link that's on the website and see if that works for him.
Okay.
Hey, Addy, I'm sorry. What I had to do was go to Zoom, enter the meeting ID and enter the password 496030.
Okay.
The link didn't work for me.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yep. Yeah, he's not in the waiting room. Is there, I'm thinking it's probably too soon to set a date to invite people for a listening, or is it, what do you think? To have a listening session?
I think the committee should meet.
Do a little bit more first.
First, and so that there will be a little bit of structure to the listening session.
Yep. Yep.
I also go back to what I said last meeting, which is we need a master schedule so we can work back and figure out when all this preliminary work needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to start first, but yes, I'm delaying that point, but I agree with it, and I'm not going to delay it too long. I don't know.
Are we trying? So we want to actually meet physically in the space for these listener groups. Is that it? Or
no. We can do it on Zoom.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be better that people can, you know, we can have it during a regularly scheduled relocation committee meeting time. And that way people can, you know, show up and, you know, take, you know, 5-10 minutes and speak their piece and go on about their business. We're all too spoiled. It needs to be a really special occasion for everybody to show up at Eckington Place. Especially since there's not a whole lot of room for everybody at once there anyway, which is what we're here to talk about. What kind of room do we need? What kind of occasions do we need people to show up for? That's part of what we're working out. Tom?
Yeah, I was just thinking there may be opportunities with the CAB
mm-hmm.
or with the open house that the station does once or twice a year,
mm-hmm.
right? To have, make this a topic of one of those meetings.
Yeah.
To have as a listening session where people might be getting in person.
When is, do we have one coming up? We have a town hall coming up. Does town anybody hall. Know?
I've heard the town hall may be on the 26th of April.
Okay.
Which is the day after the 48th anniversary. So.
Oh, wow.
there, what I understand.
Yeah, probably.
So announcement yet, but that's the scuttlebutt.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be any sooner than that because the weekend before that is Easter.
Right.
Okay.
That may be too soon. I don't know. Maybe the committee won't be ready for that one, but.
And I think, I don't think we can turn that event into this. I think what we can do is do, sort of a brief announcement, that we're in the process of reimagining, a home for the station. And maybe we can even announce that there will be, a Zoom time that if people, and we will publicize when that will be. And if people want to get on and do it then, and then if we're still doing this process by the time of the next town hall, then we can try and open it up.
Sounds good.
Greg.
What do people think of in lieu of a big open Zoom meeting or something for the greater community? We do a SurveyMonkey.
Who would the survey go to?
We could just put it on the homepage of the website and people can log into it, or we could do a mass mailing about it with a link.
I think that would be, if somebody here can volunteer to draft a survey within the next 2 weeks, then we could actually announce at the town hall. That's something that we could announce at the town hall and have it up right around then or shortly after.
So one thing I'll point out, mm-hmm. sorry.
Yep.
One thing I'll point out is I'm not a member. I'm not in the outreach. Am I in the, I don't know which committees I'm in anymore, but one of them is really wrapped around the axle about who's on the mailing list. So the mailing list is people who've donated to the station, not necessarily listeners.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole conversation going around and around about if listeners, if we should open the mailing list to everybody, which, you know, here or there. So right. I'll just throw that out there.
Okay. Well, you know, if we did both, mm-hmm. you know, the website is more inclusive because you don't have to pay to go to the website. But if it were easy enough to send it to the mailing list, then that would just reinforce mm-hmm. it for most people. So, yeah, I would suggest mm-hmm. both. Yeah. Adele?
Yeah, I'm loath to disagree with my buddy Craig, but I think that feeling in community in discussing this rather than having it be sort of a passive survey that folks may or may not engage with. I think this is kind of like a family discussion, right? I mean, in a sense. I mean, I do think that sort of modeling the idea of the community space we're thinking about making to actually do a meeting where people can, you know, tell us what they think, tell us what they want, give us their ideas. And some may be disruptive or difficult, who knows? But that's our people, you know. So that's my...
Well, here's the question. Does the one preclude the other? You know, does doing a survey, you know, if we continue to do the other things that we talked about, having the listening sessions, then could the survey just be sort of a backup for people who don't want to bother to show up in person?
Oh, that was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah. And if people are motivated enough to do both, then yeah. Great.
That's exactly what I was
going to say. One is active and one is passive. I think that you're right that it would be wrong to do this process without the active piece. But, you know, the passive piece is a kind of, you know, casting a net out there and see what falls into it. I don't know what harm it does.
No, that's a great idea. That's fantastic.
Okay. So who's going to design the survey?
Seems to me it should be somebody from the committee. The subcommittee.
Okay. Which, well, there's two subcommittees that could do it, but I think we should start with the programmer subcommittee.
Doesn't it seem like it being the kind of bigger picture subcommittee?
Bigger picture subcommittee? Okay, well, that would be Verna, Vanessa, Robert Fraser, Miyuki, Adele, and Dennis.
Okay, just so I'm not being silent and seeming evasive, I had a hard time getting in, so I feel a little lost. I honestly don't know what you're talking about.
We're talking about Craig Williams' idea to develop a, and probably not extensive, but a SurveyMonkey instrument, to get some, as a secondary means, as Adele pointed out, to collect some viewer member input about their visions for a permanent space.
Ah, that is a most excellent idea. I am not your person.
Does anybody, what doesn't matter what committee you're on, anybody have experience with this and feel at least semi-competent with it?
Okay, I'll do it. I don't have direct SurveyMonkey experience, but I can figure it out. I know which questions to ask from my 40 some odd year day job.
Craig.
Yeah.
Craig, the world requires a subcommittee made up of only Craigs. So therefore I'll help you.
Okay.
Done.
I did definitely hack a SurveyMonkey thing. Okay. So you can help the questions.
You got the questions and you got the tech assist.
Okay.
So is your sacrifice no longer necessary, Kamau? Is that why your hand disappeared?
Actually, you know, Robert has some experience working, with, Tony, and they did a Survey Monkey
for the
I was going to suggest maybe reaching out to him in his absence, but, it's fine.
That was around the GM, right?
Yeah, the GM.
Yeah, I remember that. Okay. Well, let's see what kind of magic the Craigs can.
Yeah, Craigs
come up with. Yeah, if you can come up with even a draft of that in 2 weeks, which will be our next meeting time, that would be wonderful. So we can get that as a takeaway. And then if we can get that done again, that's something that we can announce at the town hall whenever that happens. As you can go to the website now and do the survey and listen for a time when you can come on to come to the meeting and talk to us face to face. And I will, in the meantime, reach out to the cab. The programmer committee, needs to sort of get itself organized and figure out what its next steps are. And, I think, Tom and Kamau, you know, just whenever you get a chance to start having some conversations about sort of the shape of what kind of financial information we're even trying to pull together. You know, what kind of financial plans are we trying to make? You know, what are the questions here? If you can get started on that, that would be lovely.
You bet.
And that feels like enough to me, but I'm, in terms of accomplishment, but, I'm certainly open to other conversations. So anybody got anything else you'd like to say? Yes, come on.
I was going to say, if we ever do have an itch to meet in person, there is a pretty nice size conference room at, Sirius, but, you know, it's not just our office space, which is pretty ramped, but, on the same floor as the studio itself, there's a conference room there, whiteboard, nice, natural lighting. So I think we might be able to get that if need be.
Okay. Okay. I think that would probably be a good thing. Especially I think, if anyone who hasn't, seen that space, just to have that in your head to go along with, you know, your memories of K Street and any other locations, just to, you know, compare different models of spaces. I think that would be, we should probably, work toward that by, what do you think? Maybe sometime in June, try to have a committee meeting there.
I think so.
Okay.
Well, how many people does it hold?
It's big enough for this group.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm gonna say maybe June for now, and we can nail that down later. June at Sirius. Okay, and I'm going to, I'll just put these, all of this in a written report for the next LSB meeting next week. There probably won't be a lot of time for, relocation, discussion at that meeting. So I will, but, you know, the report should make it clear, what's going on. We meet often enough and the meetings are posted that if other people, want to find out what we're doing, they can come to our next meeting in 2 weeks. Yep. It'll be 2 weeks from now. Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
Great.
Thank
you.
Thanks for your time. Yep. Just, nice to just, stay connected and keep it moving. That's what I like. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Ready.
Thank you. Good night, all.
Good night.